This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back. Now, last week, the Court of Appeal quashed a development order by DBKL to develop Taman Rimba Kera in TTDI. This has been a hot topic since 2014 when Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan entered into a JV with a subsidiary of Moulton to build and develop a 25-acre site in Taman Rimba Kera.
Well, the appeals court has set aside a 2018 High Court decision dismissing a bid by residents to stop the development project. But is this the end of the dispute?
Well, to help us answer this, we're talking this morning to Segambot MP Hannah Yeo, whose constituency includes Taman Rimba Kera. Thanks for joining us, Hannah. Give us a bit of background on this. Why has this become such an issue of huge importance with TTDI residents?
Good morning. This Taman Rimba Kera is a huge park. And imagine at the corner of Taman Rimba Kera, there are 98 long houses. Okay, and they have been promised permanent housing for many, many years. And as a result, the Barisan National Government then gave Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan half of the park title to develop housing for the longhouse residents. Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan is a company, and on their board of trustees, you have the FT minister and also the mayor. And so when they went into a joint venture with a private developer and they obtained the development order, the residents took to the High Court to appeal against that development order that was granted. We lost at the High Court level because the High Court said that, you know, the residents, the nearby residents, didn't have locus standi to object to the project. And I'm glad that the Court of Appeal has overruled that decision. And this simply means that we have no development order on Taman Rimba Kera now, and Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan would need to continuously engage the local residents, including Taman Tun Residents Association, to find the best way to build permanent housing for the longhouse residents.
So is this the battle won, but the war not yet? Because there are still more hurdles ahead. What is the next course of action, do you think, that will be taken?
The respondents in the Court of Appeal level, including DBKL, Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan, would need to consider whether or not they want to appeal. Now, if they want to appeal, they would need to seek leave to appeal to the federal court. I hope that DBKL and Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan would not be appealing this decision because, especially for DBKL, they would be using taxpayers' money to fight against the taxpayers, the residents themselves. So this is something I hope the new FT ministry, the new FT minister, DBKL would come back to the table and talk to Taman Tun residents, because the Court of Appeal has decided that, you know, the entire process where they gave out the development order was improper.
And there is still an outstanding issue of the longhouse residents' welfare. I mean, you've clearly pledged to aid them. So what needs to be done now in order to do so?
For the longhouse residents, there are only 98 homes. And for the longest time, Taman Tun Residents Association, myself, we have been saying that we are not against new housing for the residents, but we are against how they use the housing for longhouse residents to allow huge development on part of Taman Rimba Kera. And so for the longhouse residents, there have always been a plan drawn up. It includes townhouse residents for them, which means they are now on landed property. There is no point building massive high structure and put them in there in one block, you know. So what we want to fight for the longhouse residents is for them to continuously enjoy their housing on the existing 4.4 acres. It's landed. It's not, you know, affordable housing up 20, 15 stories high.
Yeah, Hannah, so you quite rightly point out that the disdain among the residents is not about housing for the longhouses, it's about rampant development. And of course, not coincidentally, it's Moulton also has been, well, reportedly been told off about redeveloping Plaza Batai in Damansara Heights. Now, the issue is rampant development. Does this Court of Appeal decision set a valuable precedent in legal affairs for rampant development in the country going forward?
Definitely, the Court of Appeal talked extensively about how objections ought to be treated by the local authority. And therefore, I think what will happen now is DBKL is undergoing another round of amendments to the KL City Plan. Care City Plan has been gazetted in 2018. And in November 2018, I have lodged a MACC report because I said the Care City Plan has about 29 violations for projects in Segambut. The total violations, altogether about 273 violations, but for Segambut it's about 29. And I have gone to MACC and said, look, these are violations. You need to look at, you know, the officials who have been involved in that process. And until today, I've not heard back from MACC. So they are now undergoing another round of amendments. There are about 10 locations for Segambut. I hope that DBKL will treat this objection seriously because we again have some amendments related to Taman Tun also. And of course, you know, traffic is a great concern and, you know, the nature of the land around it, not suitable for development.
So Hannah, I want to just build on Chuang's question, which is, you know, DBKL does rely on all these development orders to basically pull up its coffers. And it has a huge budget expenditure, $2.63 billion, right? Lower than last year. How do you think it needs, what does it need to do then to become sustainable in view that there will be all these tightening and a lot of pushback for all these development orders?
We are not against development, but we are against unsustainable development. The whole of Kuala Lumpur is a big mess now because of Tunku Anan's legacy. And so when you have land use, you have zoning for, you know, a particular land not followed and plot ratio not followed, it creates a mess that makes it very uncomfortable for residents to live in. And because of that, I think DBKR really need to relook at how they allow development and allow that process to be transparent. And I'm certain that, you know, if the taxpayers are happy with the process, nobody will be unhappy paying tax. People just want to be engaged in the process and for the local authority to be clean, to champion what's right for the people. I think, you know, if you allow a space where residents can live, can have recreational purpose, and they are respected in the process, people will be happy paying tax.
Hannah, one of the issues brought up by the court was that there was clearly a conflict of interest issue. Now, how do we prevent this from happening in the future? Because it's not like you say, we want to stop development, but how can DBKL actually have an open forum and have the engagement of all the stakeholders before approving any projects? What's the best way forward?
The Public Accounts Committee in Parliament have recently tabled a report about, you know, all these land deals in Kuala Lumpur. And also, you know, the PAC found that there was indeed a conflict of interest in how Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan, the FT minister and the mayor are involved in this. I think it's important that if as a local authority or, you know, a company, Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan is a company. And if you want to do land deals, you have to make sure that you give access to the authorities, in this case, Parliament, to have access to your accounts, to do check and balance and to make sure that the entire thing is transparent. But at the moment, Yayasan Wilayah Persekutuan is not answerable to Parliament. And therefore, I think, you know, that would be the best way. If you want to have, if you want to set up any structure, you got to make sure that there is avenue for check and balance to take place.
Hannah, the Board of Trustees of Yayasan and of course Moulton, they're very powerful people. Do we see a closure to this issue? It's hard for us to see a closure to this issue and for them to take it as it is. How are you preparing yourself and your team to defend against the next salvo from these people?
We have stayed very united in the last few years battling this and it's very important. Ultimately, you know, your customers for any future development would be KL residents, would be the residents themselves. And therefore, I think that, you know, if we all stay united, the Taman Tun residents, the Longhow residents, the local member of parliament, and if we stand together in one voice, the authorities will have to listen. You know, there's power in unity. And of course, we're so thankful to our legal counsels and, you know, they're great. There's great public outcry for this case. And if we have not stayed true to this fight in the last few years, and if we have allowed ourselves to be divided, then, you know, obviously the bigger power would have access to having their way in this case. But that's not the case for this development. So I'm very thankful that the local residents really paid attention, even though, you know, they feel that, you know, this is a park, it's a place we go for recreational, but at the same time, there are local townhouse residents living there. And so they have been able to balance all these interests together and pull all these parties together and fight this authority together.
Hannah, you have 1 minute, but as an MP for KL and considering that we just celebrated FT Day, what would you like to see change to make KL a better city to live in?
I want the DBKL and the FT Ministry to do away with political appointment and pursue local government election. I think that's very important for the KL residents to feel heard. And they have a stake in DBKL. And, you know, at the moment, there are many issues that are still not resolved, like public transportation is a huge problem. Flash flood in my area, every time it rains, you know, our kampungs would be flooded. And the latest one is the Majlis Perwakilan Penduduk. Anwar Musa has come in to appoint political appointees who are not my residence association. Majority of them are not. I'm not involved in the process. And, you know, all his latest announcement yesterday in conjunction with FT Day, he has not done that in consultation with the KL the KL Member of Parliament. We have written letter, we have asked for him to come and meet us, but until today, he has not done so. So all this planning have not been done in consultation with the elected representatives chosen by the people of Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, thanks Hannah so much for your time. That was Hannah Yeo, MP for Scunthorpe, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.